Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood.
It's a moral issue. It's an ethical issue. It's almost a spiritual issue because it affects our survival. Who are we? What is our moral responsibility to those who come after us?
Former Vice President Al Gore speaking about the issue that has come to define his career, at least so far, global warming. Mr. Gore and the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, are sharing the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize for their efforts to sound the alarm about global warming. The worldwide acclaim in response to an inconvenient truth, Mr. Gore's Oscar-winning call to arms on climate change, may well have accomplished what he could not do as vice president.
I tried my best, and I learned in the process that the opposition to the kind of dramatic changes that are needed is so deep and so ingrained that it may well be that the only way to bring about the kind of policy changes that are needed is to first of all bring about the changes in public opinion that make it possible for political leaders in both parties to do what's necessary.
And change public opinion Al Gore has, as have his co-winners, the thousands of scientists of the IPCC who became an official UN body during the first Bush administration. Tufts University professor and IPCC co-author Bill Mumma.
The IPCC was actually started largely at the insistence of the Bush administration to try to, in effect, rein in a lot of loose cannon scientists who were going around saying climate change was a problem.
But it turns out that the IPCC has become one of the strongest voices of concern. James McCarthy is a Harvard University professor who chaired part of the third IPCC assessment, and he joins me on the line. Hi, Professor.
Hello, Steve.
So the IPCC, this is an organization, congratulations to you. You've been part of this since 1990. What exactly does it do?
Well, the IPCC brought together for the first time in the late 80s, and then for the fourth time, just most recently, early this year in 2007, groups of scientists from around the world to bring the very best understanding of climate change into a single compilation that can be widely distributed and used by policymakers.
And why do you think the organization has won the Nobel Peace Prize? Why is it sharing the prize for peace?
Well, who knows? It's a very good question. I always look to the signaling of particular organizations and prizes like the Nobel Peace Prize as having had an important contribution. Those of us who worked on this over the years certainly hope that was the case, but I think it probably is because as this process has gone through its fourth iteration now, just recently completed, its fourth assessment, it is increasingly difficult for anyone to say that there is any body of science that would refute the consensus statements of this organization, that climate change is unequivocal, the odds are 9 out of 10 that it's being caused by humans, and the impacts will be widely felt on societies and on natural systems throughout the globe.
In the 20 or so years that the IPCC has been operating, what do you think was really the key turning point?
Well, I don't know that there's one. I mean, when it began, there really was a legitimate debate as to whether the Earth was warming in an unusual way. Then when that was settled, a debate as to whether humans are having anything to do with it, and if so, how much. And then the question was, well, so what? Will this really have significant effects? And I think in each case, the IPCC has brought clarity to this scientific message.
At the end of the day, the Peace Prize has been shared by a number of institutions and persons, everyone from Martin Luther King, Wangari Maathai, the American Friends Service Committee, the International Atomic Energy Agency. And there's often a political message here. We remember back to when the two Israeli leaders and the Egyptian leader were given the Peace Prize. Could this prize be a wish being expressed, a desire for some action to be taken by the part of the committee, or is this a retrospective award?
It certainly, in my estimation, wouldn't be a retrospective award because what the bodies such as the IPCC, and I think for much of his professional life, Mr. Gore, have argued, is not only that we must look at the science, but we must use this information. And so far, it'd be fair to say that the world has not done a very good job of using this information. So, in a sense, the peace that we would hope to come from this sort of action which I think must be in the minds of the Nobel Committee. That is to say, there's just little question that a warmer world is one in which there will be more conflict. There will be shortages of water, shortages of food. There'll be regional strife, civil unrest. And so in a sense, what the committee has done, and I think Mr. Gore has done, is to convey very clearly the message that we have choices to make. And if we continue as we are, business as usual, there are some very dire prospects for the human condition. If, on the other hand, we take action, we use the science as we best can, the world could be more peaceful. And I think it's in the expectation that this information will be used. Certainly, you could not say that the award is acknowledging a peaceful resolution to any sort of condition that the IPCC and Mr. Gore have called attention to. That is yet to happen.
If the Nobel Committee is hoping to prompt action with this, what is the action they're hoping Mr. Gore will take upon winning this prize?
Well, I think to bring just higher visibility to this message and to encourage him, as he has done so successfully, to be the ambassador in political circles where few scientists really, really have the opportunity to speak. And Mr. Gore has been a superb spokesperson for the science to influence world leaders, all nations, that we must work together and take action on this problem.
Jim McCarthy was the co-chair of Working Group 2, the third assessment of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Winners this year of the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize, along with former Vice President Al Gore. Professor McCarthy, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Steve.